Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 21. And we're going to be doing a little bit of reading here, verses 1 through 28. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, "Go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it." And Joab answered, "The Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Judah was 403 and 10,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing. Therefore he smote Israel. And David said unto God, "I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and tell David, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee 3 things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." So Gad came to David and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, choose thee either 3 years famine or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself that the word I shall bring again to him that sent me." And David said unto Gad, "I'm in a great strait. Let me now fall into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, "It is enough now, stay thou thy hand." And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued." Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up and set an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his 4 sons with him, and hid himself. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, and David came to Ornan. Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Ornan said unto David, "Take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all." And King David said to Ornan, "Nay, but I will verily buy it for full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost." So David gave to Ornan the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the name of the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. Hallelujah. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor at Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. And the name of this little message is the threshing floor. Praise God. Let's go to verse 1, back to verse 1. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Satan always appeals to the flesh. David's pride said to himself, "How many people do I have at my disposal for war, for this, for that?" But the Lord says, hallelujah, the Lord says in Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not in our numbers, but it's into the one that is number one, the Lord God. Amen. He's the one that we'll serve, and He is the one that we will worship. Let's go to verse 2 in 1 Chronicles 21. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number to me, that I may know it. I is the key word in this verse. One will rely upon I, or the Most High. Hallelujah. And that's the story of all mankind throughout all humanity and all history. One will rely upon I, or the Most High. On October 18th, which was a Friday, a week ago, this past Friday, in early morning prayer, God spoke to me. And He told me, I'm going to do something you don't expect. Now, we had no heat up to that day. We had not one drop of heat. In Liberty, every landlord is supposed to provide heat by September 15th. Now, that was October 18th. But what happened was that the plumbers came that very morning after I was told that. And we went out that a.m. and came back that afternoon. And still no heat. And so God had told me that Friday morning, I'm going to do something you don't expect. Now, on the 19th of October, which is, of course, a Saturday at 9 a.m., a week ago yesterday, I went to Yawn Company to leave a letter about our plight with a switchboard operator who's always there, usually. And what happened was a person who's never there, one of the heads of the company, which is my landlord, Danny Yawn, happened to be there. And so he was in the switchboard operator seat. And he's never there. And I told him of our situation. And as I was telling him, I didn't realize there was a man in line in front of me. I didn't really pay much attention to it. Turned out he was the plumber. And as he walked away, I told Danny our plight. And he yelled out the guy's name. I believe his name was Charlie. And said, come back here. They have no heat. So exactly the people I needed to fix the problem were there at that very moment. We had dropped the dog off. We were ready to go away, actually, on vacation. Our luggage was all packed. I had the car running. Sue was in the car. So I go back to the house with them. And, you know, the landlord sent them back into the basement. And they turned more valves than Vanna White down there. I'm telling you. Praise God. And, you know, praise God. So I went in. I really didn't feel any heat. It takes a while to boot up, I suppose. And then when we came back, which was on Wednesday, October 23rd, went into the house, and we had heat, praise God. So sometimes God will do something that we don't expect. God will many times do what we don't expect because He is even greater than our expectation of Him. Amen. Praise His holy name. Let's go to verse 3. And Joab answered, The Lord make His people 100 times so many more as they be. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be the cause of a trespass to Israel? All my lords, hallelujah. And not just talking about David here, I'm talking about our Lord, amen? And my lord's heart has on it a sign, no trespassing, because I belong to Him. He has a sign on your heart, no trespassing. Because you belong to Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you and I belong to Him because we've been bought with a price. The cross is the only place where self is executed. I have to admit, I can't save myself and I have no power to change myself. Verse 4. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore, Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. You know, King David was a choice servant of God and a man after God's own heart. The after means that he's still in pursuit. You and I are still in pursuit of God, though we might fail. Hallelujah. Just like David, you and I fail, maybe on a larger scale, but like David, our brother David, in the midst of my failings, he will be prevailing. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the midst of your failings, He's prevailing. Because of our faith in the finished work of the cross, we are forgiven, past, present, and future. And His victory has power over every failure you or I will ever commit. Now, we have no license to sin, as I said before, but a license to win. A license to love Him more. A license to praise Him more. A license to pray more. Hallelujah. A license to worship more. A license to spend time in His holy presence. A license to go after Him with all of our heart. Because it's the heart that He desires to create. It's the heart that He has given to us from the new birth. We don't want to displease Him. We desire to please Him with all of our hearts. There's no believer that ever desires to displease Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 5. And Job gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000,000, 100,000 men that drew sword, and Judah was 400, 80, and 10,000 men that drew sword. The sum of all fears for a believer is to displease and disobey our Lord. Praise God. As I said, we don't want to do it. We love Him. We enjoy His presence. We're here today because we're in pursuit of God. David was a man after God's own heart. And you and I are men and women after God's own heart. Praise God. We know who is our victory. We know who we have believed in. Hallelujah. And are confident and are persuaded that He is able, amen, to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Verse 6. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. Praise God. Count on God, because no one or anything else adds up. He's the one that you count on when you've got physical problems. He's the one that you count on when you've got financial problems. He's the one that you count on when you have spiritual problems. R.W. Shambach used to say, you don't have any problem. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that's true. It's true. He is our answer for every situation. And sometimes because we get in the flesh, we forget that. And thank God that we've got a reminder that's our binder, and that is the Word of God. Hallelujah. We've got a reminder that's our binder. Those brothers and sisters that are walking in the Lord and saying, you're going to make it. I don't care whatever happens to you. God loves you. He's got His hand on your life, and He has called you for a purpose. Every believer, whether they're in the pulpit or the pew, hallelujah. You're among God's blessed few. Hallelujah. And we want it to be more. We want it to be more because everybody that goes to God is blessed. It truly finds Him at Calvary. Praise His holy name. We give Him glory. Verse 7. And God was displeased with this thing. Therefore He smote Israel. The chastening from the Lord, as we've said before, is He chasing us back to Him because of His great love for us. And I think that God embraces us in our failure. And He chastens us. He chases us with His love in our chastening. And draws us close with arms of love. And as the prodigal son came home, I'm sure that the father, when he left, and he knew that his son was on the road to ruin, he wasn't jumping through hoops. But his love was so great that he looked past love. He looked past failure. I'm sorry to say, I said that wrong. He looked past failure and he looked to love. Thank God that the Father looked past failure and sent His Son. That He looked to love when we run to Him from wherever we run away from Him to. And we choose death instead of life. He comes running to us to embrace us and bring us back home. Hallelujah. He kills the spiritual fatted calf. Hallelujah. Because my son was dead in trespasses and sins. And he is alive again. Glory to God. Thank God that He never gives up on us. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 8. And David said unto God, I've sinned greatly because I've done this thing, but now I beseech thee, do away with the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Praise God. Forgive me, Lord, for I've sinned against you. Thank God that you and I have 1 John 1:9. Praise God. And we all know what 1 John 1:9 says. And we quote it, but I want to read it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of the everlasting covenant. Thank God for the blood to extinguish our sins' flood. Thank God because of the blood of the Lamb, mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah. Praise God. There were folks in the Old Testament that saw judgment triumph over mercy. But God, from the beginning, had it in His plan that Jesus would come to redeem man. Hallelujah. Thank God that His love and His mercy triumphs over judgment. Verses 9 and 10. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee 3 things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. Hallelujah. 3 things choose. You know, my wife, I may be stealing some of her thunder here later, but she saw a sign that said, Good things come in threes. And then she wrote down that the Lord gave it to her. Good things come in threes. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because of what faith in Calvary has done, I get the Father, I get the Holy Spirit, and I get the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of what faith in Calvary has done, I get the Father, I get the Holy Spirit, and I get the Son. Hallelujah. Verse 11. So Gad came to David and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Choose thee. God is still saying, Choose thee to all of humanity. Choose Jesus and Him crucified, or choose eternal death. Praise God. There is no other choice that faces mankind, ultimately. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Either 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord, destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. Praise God. Thank God these 3 are not for you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These 3 are not for you and me. Praise God. Turn with me now and stay there in 1 Chronicles 21. But just turn over to Psalm 51:1. He gave them 3 choices. Hallelujah. But let's look here in Psalm 51:1. This is David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Hallelujah. David knew he was a man after God's heart, just like you and I are men and women after God's heart, but he's also people like us, folks that at times fail, but come running back to the Father and know His mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out thy transgressions. And then again, praise God, we go over to Psalm 130 and verses 4 and 7. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. In the Old Testament, as we will see later, at the threshing floor, great fear came upon them when they saw the angel of the Lord with the drawn sword. But today, we see Him with reverent fear. He is the angel of the Lord, the incarnate Jesus Christ, with a drawn sword. He is the Word of the living God, the sword of the Lord, not to destroy, but God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, hallelujah, should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise God. That is the sword of the Lord now that comes to all people because of the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also in verse 7, of Psalm 130. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. Thank God that it's plenteous, and it's better than that candy good and plenty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise Him, we give Him glory, and we give Him thanks this morning, because He is good. Hallelujah. Mercy endureth forever. By His hands pierced for you and I by faith in His finished work. There He has taken me from my hands and from the hands of men to the hands of my Savior, to the hands of my Father, and guided by the precious hands of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I believe I missed a verse there. And David said unto Gad, I am great strait. Let me now fall into the hand of the Lord, for very great are His mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. That's what these verses were about, but I got a little ahead of myself. But thank God, when I'm beside myself, I go to the cross. If I'm truly beside myself, there'd be another one of me standing over here. Hallelujah. But we go to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's an important, pertinent verse there. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me now fall. Now, let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are His mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of man. And I just like to repeat that I wrote, which went with this. By His hands pierced for you and I, by faith in His finished work, there He has taken me from my hands and from the hands of men, to the hands of my Savior, to the hands of my Father, and guided by the precious hands of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to verse 14. So the Lord sent pestilence unto Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. Without the cross, judgment triumphs over mercy again. Praise God. Thank God for His mercy. And let us never take it for granted. Verse 15, and God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as He was destroying, the Lord beheld, and He repented Him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, it is enough, stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. Hallelujah. Threshing floor. I looked this up in Strong's, and what threshing floor means is made smooth, made even. That's what threshing actually does. All of the edges. Thank God that our sins were taken away and that we were, as it were, odd before God with our sin, and He couldn't face us. But because of the blood, He's made all things even for us. Hallelujah. And He's made a way for you and I to come into His most holy presence. And we'll thank Him forever. Hallelujah. You and I have been made even by the threshing floor of Calvary. You and I are a grain offering unto Him. Let us pour out our lives before Him. Hallelujah. We praise Him and give Him glory. Verse 16. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in their sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And I saw in this just this morning. I hadn't seen it before. But as I'm up here, the Holy Spirit reveals to me that the angel of the Lord, and in many places the angel of the Lord is an incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord stand between earth and heaven, having a drawn sword in His hand. And my arms are outstretched as the cross. Hallelujah. He took the sword upon Himself. It should have been stretched out over you and I. And He stretched it out by His love. And He allowed Himself to die for you and I, that we might come in to covenant with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You and I need to race to repentance. Lord, have mercy. And they fell on their faces. Verse 17. And David said unto God, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be upon me and upon my father's house, but not on thy people. that they should be plagued. Hallelujah. Now Brother David finally finds the right number. It's Walt's fault. It's my sin. And it's your sin. It's I. Amen. And he also puts others ahead of himself, which is our Lord's golden rule. Praise God. Verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our altar was set upon a hill called Mount Calvary, Golgotha, the place of the skull. There where he died, you and I will live in perpetual worship forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's something to think about.
Amen.
Verse 19. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. He went up. The saying of Gad was the saying of God, which he spake in the name of the Lord. We go up because of the word of the Lord. Thank God that it was revealed to each of us. We probably would have never met. None of us would have met if it wasn't for the Lord and for the word of God that came down from the Lord Himself and passed on by godly men and women who died in the faith that this word would go forward. That started in His holy place and came to man and was passed on through all the prophets, great men of God, unto Jerusalem, that went out with the apostles through persecution according to His perfect will, that flowed towards Europe, and that great men of God, Wesley, came to this country, different men of God came here and brought the word, then we took it about all over the globe, great men and women of God, and it's still going on. Praise God. Thank God for this word that has come to you and I. And thank God that we go up because of it, because of John 3:16. Hallelujah. Where we by faith cross from death to life. Verse 20. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons with him, hid himself. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. Praise God. When you and I come under the shadow of the Almighty, He removes all shadow of doubt. Hallelujah. We have a small inkling on this side of heaven how awesome He is. Praise God. But turn with me to Isaiah. And turn with me to Isaiah 6. Stay there in 1 Chronicles 21. But in Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 8, when people have seen the Lord and had experience like Pastor Rich has had where he has seen certain things, and certain things that maybe you have seen in our lives, there's something that does something, how Pastor Rich felt His love at that one time, I believe. Praise God. It does something to you that you will never forget. And Isaiah saw in Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 8, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. And it was Isaiah that saw this. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Thank God that He has taken away our iniquity by the blood of the Lamb, and that we can go forward in our lives for Him, and to uphold His glory, and to thank Him every moment for all He's done and all He's going to do in our lives. We're so grateful. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to verse 21. And David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. He bowed before David, the king, and rightly so. But how much more should we bow before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 22, and Ornan said unto David, take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I have given thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offerings. I give it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Did I miss 22 there?
Didn't do it yet.
Okay, I'm going to do 22. I don't want to go to 23. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. The plague is stayed by the truth, the life, the way. Mm. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in 23, which we just read, where he said, I give it all, Ornan knew that giving is living. His heart was right. But the last three words is the gospel. I give it all. Hallelujah. The last three words of that verse is the Lord Jesus Christ. I give it all. Hallelujah. So that you might have life. Praise God, and that more abundantly. Verse 24, and King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. He bought us at full price, the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank God that you and I were not purchased with the blood of bulls and goats. Hallelujah. But we are purchased with the blood of the Lamb. Verse 25, so David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. David paid the full price, and thank God Jesus paid the full price for you and I. Verse 26, and David there built an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offerings. Hallelujah, praise God. He answered men from heaven by the cross. He answered men from heaven by the cross. And it is that little song that one day my wife and I are going to sing for you. And it just says, I love you, written in red. And praise God, that's what it's about. That's what Calvary says, is that I love you, written in red. Praise God. Hallelujah, that His love reaches out to us, and it reaches out to all of humanity in every religion, every tribe, every creed. It reaches out to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Hallelujah. He reaches out with love, and He's still reaching. And it's not only for salvation, which is wonderful and great and goes past this life, but it is for sanctification from the cross, where we empower, when we place our faith in what Jesus has done at the cross, the Holy Spirit ministers from there. And that's where He does the work. Hallelujah. And we'll thank Him forever and ever and ever. In verse 27, the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. Hallelujah. He's the only way to put God's sword away back in the sheath by faith in the blood of Jesus. There are so many people that today the sword of the Lord is still drawn against those who refuse to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who receive to go to the cross, to Calvary, who dare not to go. They say, I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to go in my own strength, in my own ability, my own personality. I don't want to be robbed from my ideas or my self-desire to free myself from anything. But you have to come on bended knee, because you will bow now or you will bow later. Those listening by the internet. You will bow now or you'll bow later. The Lord Jesus reaches out to you in love and has a desire for you to be saved that is greater than any desire you'll ever have for Him. And He reaches out today to you that you would come and come to the cross and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And ask Him to forgive you of your sins. He'll receive you. And to receive Him as Lord and Savior. To admit that you're a sinner and that you need Him. Hallelujah. And He will be there to love you and to keep you your whole life long. Praise God. Let's go to verse 28. At that time, when David saw the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. Hallelujah. Jesus' finished work on Calvary, faith in that glorious work, has stayed the plague of eternal separation from God. Then he sacrificed there. In my Bible, where it says the word sacrificed, it says on the footnote underneath, there he worshipped. Hallelujah. The greatest sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice. Because of that perfect sacrifice, that is where we are to worship. We worship the Lord because He gave Himself for us, that we can be part of the family. Something God gave me a week ago. Blood runs in the family of God. Hallelujah. His blood. Thank God that it does. And early on Sunday morning, Jesus was raised up and He introduced death to life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the threshing floor of Calvary. Thank God that because of it, we have been made smooth or even. Because of it, we have come into that relationship with God. And really, that's what the cross is all about. It's about becoming in relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. And we thank Him this morning that He is able to do all things. Amen? He is able to do abundantly above everything we could ask or think. Praise God. And He is able to do it. And we thank God that our heart is His threshing floor. And He desires to make us a grain offering. He poured out His life for us. And we return not in our own strength, but into surrender Him at Calvary. We pour out our lives as a grain offering unto Him. That as we die as a corn of the wheat, unless it fall into the ground and die, it doesn't bring forth any crop. But hallelujah, we, as we surrender ourselves, and as we give to Him our life, as we surrender to Him in cross life surrender, He will bring to us that newness of life through the Holy Spirit. And it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to give your life to God in a way that doesn't require your effort. I was riding with Sue Ellen on the way back. We came down on 81 to where we were going. And as we were coming back through, I came through the town of Effort, Pennsylvania. And I had Sue Ellen write down this. She's always writing down because I'm usually driving her crazy. But anyway, when I'm driving, she's my secretary, Secretary Sue there. And she writes down this thing that I said to her. I said, to get through Effort, you have to press, and I put a long line through it, and you have to press on the gas pedal. See, in this life, in your own effort, you're trying to press on, but our strength runs out. That leg gets tired. That's why I wish our car had cruise control. But I have to keep pushing on that pedal, no matter where we're going. And sometimes you get tired out. Sometimes your leg will fall off that gas pedal. Foot will fall off it because you're tired or you get a cramp or something. But God, hallelujah, He never tires. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Hallelujah. But He is always there for you and I. Hallelujah. He is always there to embrace us when we place our faith in the proper place. The place that we first came to know life. The place of empowerment. The place of worship. The place of praise. The place where I want to live my life forever. The place where you want to live your life forever. Hallelujah. That place where He died that He might impart His life to you and I. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that our heart is the threshing floor. Lord God, where You made even and continue to make even, because even in our failure, You prevail because of the blood. And we give You glory this morning. We give You praise and we give You worship. We thank You. We bless Your name, Lord. We bless Your name. We give You worship. We give You praise. Hallelujah. We thank You this morning. And we give You glory. Bless the service. Bless those that are coming. Bless those, especially who are not. I pray that You would draw people from all over this area to come to our little church for salvation and sanctification. I thank You, Lord God, for ministering today to this little body. And we thank You that this little body is ministered to from the head. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.